This is Community Connect, presented by Tampa General Hospital. I'm Amanda Wild, and joining me is Tamika Poe, Manager, Community Benefit and Health Education Programs at Tampa General Hospital. Tamika, welcome.
Thank you, Amanda.
Well, what exactly is community benefit, and why is it an important part of what a nonprofit hospital like TGH is required and inspired to do?
Well, community benefit is really about how a nonprofit hospital gives back to the community it serves in a meaningful and measurable way. For hospitals like Tampa General Hospital, it includes things like our charity care, health education, community programs, screenings, and social investments that improve health beyond the walls of the hospital. It's important because nonprofit hospitals receive tax-exempt status, and in return, we have a responsibility to reinvest those resources into community health. But beyond the requirement, it's also a part of who we are. Community benefit reflects the idea that health doesn't just start in the emergency room. It starts where people live, work, learn, and play.
Well, to determine how to best respond to the needs of the community, every 3 years, TGH conducts a community needs assessment, or CHNA. Can you explain what the CHNA is and how it helps you decide which community needs to prioritize?
Absolutely. So the Community Health Needs Assessment, or CHNA, is essentially our roadmap. Every 3 years, we collect and analyze data from public health resources, hospitals, community partners, and most importantly, our community members themselves. The CHNA helps us identify the most pressing health needs in our service area, whether that's access to care, chronic disease, mental health, or maternity health. It ensures our community benefit efforts are driven by evidence and community voice, not just assumptions. From there, we can prioritize initiatives that will have the greatest impact in the community.
You also focus on social drivers of health, or SDOH. That can feel abstract. How do you define SDOH, and what are a few examples?
So social drivers of health, or SDOH, are the conditions that shape our daily lives and influence health outcomes long before medical care is involved. These include things like safe housing, reliable transportation, food security, education, employment, and even internet access. These all play a role. For example, someone may miss a medical appointment not because they don't care about their health, but because they don't have transportation. A child may struggle with asthma because of poor housing conditions. All of these factors often determine whether people can stay healthy in the first place.
So TGH uses CHNA findings and SDOH data together to guide investment of time and funding and partnerships. Can you talk about how that works?
So we look at our community health needs assessment findings as well as the social driver of health data together to connect the dots between health outcomes and actual lived experiences. The data tells us what is happening, and the SDOH lens helps us understand why those things are happening. This approach really helps us to be strategic, whether that means investing in mobile health services, expanding our telehealth access, or partnering with local organizations that already have a trusted relationship in the community. It also ensures our resources are aligned with real needs and sustainable solutions.
Drilling down, can you give a real-world example of a community benefit activity that directly addresses the social drivers of health?
So one great example is providing telehealth services at community-based locations such as schools or neighborhood centers. This directly addresses transportation barriers and time constraints, which are major social drivers of health. By bringing care closer to where people already are, we reduce missed appointments and support early intervention, which makes healthcare more accessible, especially for working families and older adults.
There's also another side, the compliance side, to community benefit. How do you ensure that programs not only do good work, but also meet the IRS and state guidelines for nonprofit hospitals?
There is always a compliance aspect. That's really a critical part of the work. Every community benefit activity is carefully documented, evaluated, and made sure that it aligns with the IRS guidelines. We track programs and services, population served, and how each initiative addresses identified community needs. This accountability really ensures transparency and helps demonstrate that our programs are both impactful and compliant. It also helps us continuously improve and make data-informed decisions moving forward.
For community members listening, what's one thing they might not realize about how community benefit programs impact their everyday access to care, and how can they get connected?
So I think many people really don't realize that community benefits are not in the forefront of programs and services traditionally provided by organizations. They often quietly support these services and programs that community members rely on. These include free screenings, financial assistance, community clinics, health education, or programs that address food insecurity. If someone wants to get connected, I always encourage them to reach out to our community health and wellness team or visit our website at tgh.org for community health education programs and other services. Community benefit is really meant to be a bridge that connects people to care, resources, and support that they might not otherwise know exist.
Well, thank you, Tamika, for providing that bridge and helping us understand community benefits and for all the good work you do for your community at Tampa General Hospital.
Well, thank you for having me on.
That has been Tamika Poe. For more information or to get connected, please visit tgh.org and search for Community Health and Wellness. If you enjoyed this episode, please be sure to like, subscribe, and follow Community Connect presented by TGH on your favorite podcast platform. I'm Amanda Wild, and this is Community Connect presented by TGH. Thanks for listening.